You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 53, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, our guest today says we are here to help you plan, push, and produce purpose. As a Christian entrepreneur, do you know how to produce purpose? Do you even know what your purpose is? I know this is an area many people continue to struggle with. Now, joining me on today's show is Shayla Hilton and Natasha Brooks from the Birthing Movement, Inc. Now, the Birthing Movement, Inc. is a Christian nonprofit organization founded by Shayla and Natasha in September 2017. The Birthing Movement exists to assist women and young girls pregnant with purpose on how to push through the pain of birthing out the promises of God. In essence, the Birthing Movement, Inc. is a resource to help people plan, push, and produce their purpose. Now, on today's show, they're going to share how important it is to connect and network with other goal-oriented individuals. They're going to talk about how to identify your calling and receive valuable tactics on how to live it out effectively. It's one thing knowing about it, clearing and clarifying about it, but it's another, isn't it, to work it and live it out. And we're also going to be talking about how to create and celebrate your sustainable successes, which I think is also very important. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's just such an honor to be able to speak with you today. One of the things that I do with all of my guests is to give them a moment at the beginning before we dive into the rest of the content, just an idea on how you came up with this business idea. Has it been something that has been a seed that in you for some time? How did you meet one another? What was the journey for you?
Yes. So Natasha and I actually met at church not too many years ago, and we've been very close friends. We've had the opportunity to serve in various ministries together at our church, and you know, we've done lots of things together. We've worked on lots of projects. We've launched lots of different things. And so after, you know, talking, we realized that, you know, this is really what God has gifted us to do. We have strong administrative gifts, and we said, you know, how can we use our gifts? How can we fulfill our purpose in the earth?
Yes. Yeah, fantastic. Now, just one thing, ladies, as you were talking, Natasha, you were fading in and out a little bit. So I don't know if you're getting little messages there that the audio may not be working. So let's just continue and just pray that, Lord, please take over the technology. Yeah, fantastic. All right, let's talk about the importance of connecting and networking with other goal-oriented individuals. I think this is really important. We know the value of networking, but I then think too that when there is a tension there, when there is a real purpose behind who we are networking with, we can see incredible results. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And we really believe, you know, everybody has a gift. God has given us all great purpose. He's given us all things that we do very well. And so when we network, we figure out how do we all put our gifts together? How do we bring together what you do, what I do, and how do we use those things to make a huge impact for the kingdom?
Yes.
So when we are able to meet different individuals, we have these connections, we can see what God has, how God has placed these people together. How is it that God made sure that our paths would align so that we can do something great for him?
Yes. Let's just talk about when we are starting to develop relationships, because I think what I hear, the feedback that the feedback that I often get from women in business is, okay, I go to networking events, I connect with people who are like-minded, and the conversation just kind of stops there. There's a process after that as well. What are some key things that you see we need to be more intentional and more purposeful so that we can live out our purpose when it comes to building and nurturing those relationships that we're meeting with people at networking events?
Yeah. I think we would definitely say just really making sure that you're making meaningful connections and you're not just going to pass your business card and here, take mine, but you're really seeing what does this person have to offer? What is it that this person does? What has God given them to do? And how can we put those things together? Mm-hmm. So how can we be of service to you? How can we benefit your purpose? How can you benefit with ours? Let's just get that together. And so I think afterwards, it really includes having a lot of follow-up with individuals to say, let's get together afterwards. Let's talk again. Let's connect through social media. It's an amazing platform. And let's stay connected so we can really let this be a meaningful connection and not like a one-time thing.
Yes.
There is room for each and every one of us.
That's speaking my language. There's so many opportunities. And a saying I heard, and I don't know who it was, so I can't credit it to someone, said that the new competition is all about collaboration. It's recognizing the gifts and the unique offerings that only the individuals can do. And then by integrating them, by collaborating, they're able to both offer an incredible service that on their own they wouldn't have been able to create. So similar to what you've been able to create now with the birthing movement. I mean, both of you, as you said, there were different skills. One of them was around the administrative skills. Now, you could have looked at each other and thought, well, you know, do we not? But now what you've created, the offering is just incredible. Let's talk about how to identify our calling and then receive valuable tactics on how to live it out effectively. Because I think one of the key things that often I believe, and love you to share more about this too, one of the reasons why we may feel not worthy enough or can I contribute, you know, imposter syndrome, I think, is sometimes something that we can all experience from time to time. But that comparison, if we know in ourselves who and, you know, what gifts we've been given, and we embrace those, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that we can confidently use those to the betterment of wherever we've been placed in the mission field, we don't need to compare, do we? Because we know who we are and what we're here to do, and no matter what anyone else is doing, we can celebrate their successes and look at what other people are doing. Let's talk about this, because I think we often are not really clear on who we are and what our giftings are. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think all of that you just spoke about is our identity. And we all have this unique identity in Christ. And you shouldn't feel that competitive edge, because we're all different and special and created to fulfill a special purpose.
Yes.
So whenever you're trying to discover your identity, your calling, that just starts with being before the Lord and saying, you know, Lord God, who did you create me to be? And what does this look like? How do I learn? How do I grow this? And it's okay to look at other people and who appear to have a similar gift, but yours is still going to be unique. So really just spend time with God to develop, what does this look like, God? How do I put everything that you've given me together to produce this beautiful thing that only I can do here in the earth?
One thing I would love for you to maybe share a little bit more about, because particularly helpful for businesses who are looking at collaborating, I think that one of the key things, again, is to really lay down the requirements, but the functionalities, the responsibilities, if you will, of individual partners coming together. Because often within that partnership too, if one has a stronger personality, one might be more of an extrovert and the other an introvert, we don't want to then kind of compete either and just allow each other to shine individually and then together too. Share a little bit more about that, because sometimes people can struggle. I've had relationships where it's been great, we've bounced off one another, this is partnerships, and another, it almost felt like the other person was trying to outdo. It was like, you know, I'm not trying to compete with you at all, you're you and I'm me. How do you guys, is that something that you've spoken about? Have you put things into place, or it just happens naturally for you?
I think really it comes down to having a good rhythm. You need a good flow with the other person and just really figure out what works for you all. Like, for example, I like to work late into the night and Tasha likes to work early in the morning. So we'll find some point in the day to discuss what needs to be done, and then you get it done however we need to do that. Yes. And so just really dividing up things. When Tasha loves people, she loves to be out there among the people. And sometimes I would like to just do the things on the back end. I'll take care of the technology pieces and whatever we need to do. So we really just figure out personality and rhythm and flow, and we just work from there.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that. Shayla, what I might get you to do is to share a little bit more around identifying your calling, particularly if there's someone's listening or watching today that really has not clarified it to the point that they really feel confident in that and that they can move forward. What are some of the things you've done and maybe help your clients to be able to pinpoint that?
I think the first thing to acknowledge is that you do have a calling. So sometimes we feel like, am I called? Do I have a call? Do I have a purpose? So the first step is to really acknowledge that, yes, you do have a calling. You do have a purpose. God put you here in the earth for a purpose. And so once you can acknowledge that and establish that, sometimes it takes a little while, may feel a little uncomfortable at first, but just acknowledge that, yes, I am here to do something that only I can accomplish here in the earth. And then really just spending time with God. And over time, God will unfold for you. What does that look like? How do I want you to walk it out? God says that he orders our steps. So he'll tell you what to do, who to connect with, how to become this person that he created you to be. He created who you are. You are a masterpiece to him. Mm-hmm. So he's the only one that can really tell you how that should look and what that should look like.
Yes. I think one of the key things in that too is often we will not take any action. But I love that you said that he organizes our steps. So really we need to take that first step, lean into him, spend time with him so that he can organize that and clarify that for us even more. Have you found over the time, because I know that this has been certainly relevant for me, the more you start to get out there and use some of the skills and gifts that you know that you had, you know, the strengths, you start to refine them even further. And there's various aspects of work that you do. Like for me now, podcasting, I use podcasting in 2008, have ever since, because I just love that medium, that technology. And now, of course, it's become my full-time, what I'm now teaching and helping others to create. Now, had I not gone and done that, I would never have known that this was available. Have you found that to be true too? I'll get you to move the microphone right around so we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Absolutely. As we entered into this, because initially we didn't have all the resources that we needed, we need to do things on our own. And so even things down to contacting various speakers, managers, negotiating contracts and things, putting things in order that we had never done before, you're like, oh, okay, Lord, thank you. I didn't know that was in me. But now that I'm happy to do this, you are definitely stretching me. So this whole process has definitely been a true faith walk for us.
Yes.
And we're just really grateful for the experience.
Yes. And I think also too, sometimes when we do that and we walk with intention and we lean in and continue to really make sure that we are following the direction that he wants us to go, people just come, you know, they are just there. They're always there, but we would never have noticed them or realize that they could support us had we not continued to move. What are some other things that you do in your business to help you really stay true and focused to your calling? Because sometimes as entrepreneurs, what can happen is that there are a lot of different opportunities that come past our table or are offered to us, but knowing which ones to say yes to and others to say, well, maybe down the track, but not yet. Is this something that you've had to do? And if so, how have you handled that?
Yes, definitely really keeping a really tight prioritized list of what is our priority, because everything, just as you said, we can't do everything. You can't accept everything. So really having priorities to say, what's the most important? What can we accomplish right now? What shall we move up the priority list, and what do we need to move off or down the list for now? Because we realize, and we're learning quickly, that whatever we say yes to, that's no to something else. Mm. So that's keeping us from other opportunities or other things that maybe would have been more beneficial. So really, really taking time to prioritize things.
I know building a business can take time, can take, in some instances, years to build the right foundations, to build the momentum that we need. What would you say then to business owners who are listening and watching today that perhaps have not yet quite achieved the momentum that they're looking for? Are there some specific things that you see that we can derail ourselves from our destiny because we continue to do things? What would you say are the, maybe the top two things that will have us derail ourselves from really living out our calling and our destiny that you see?
Yeah. I would say giving up or feeling fatigued, because that is inevitable. You just feel like, oh my goodness, I'm doing so much. We're working so hard and we don't particularly see it, see the results. So I would say definitely don't give up. Don't quit when you feel like nothing is happening, because things are happening. Even if people aren't acknowledging it right away, they're watching, they're seeing, they're looking to see, what is this all about? What are you working on? What is your business representing? And then people will come back later and say, yeah, I've been watching. I've seen what you all are doing. So it may feel like nothing is happening, but just persevere. Keep going. Keep pushing. Do something every single day. It doesn't matter what it is. Do something for your business every single day.
Yeah, I love that. And that segues so beautifully into celebrating sustainable successes. I think as entrepreneurs, business owners, we can often forget this, can't we? Because as soon as we check off something off our to-do list, we're on to the next project and the next and the next. This is so important when we're missing out on celebrating even the smallest of things. We can really find ourselves getting into fatigue because we're not taking that step back. Share a little bit about how important it is. And maybe you've seen over your entrepreneurial careers, and maybe even in work, I think when we do this is so important across all of our life. What are some of the things you started noticing happening when you started to celebrate your successes?
I think for one, it gives you more energy. It gives the team energy. You feel like you're building momentum because you're encouraged. Mm-hmm. And so you want to definitely stay encouraged throughout the process. So it may be something as simple as, wow, we got three new followers this week, or we had three people like, and we will celebrate that. We will celebrate that because it keeps you going.
Yes.
And whatever, you just want to really keep going. You want to stay focused. You want something to make you feel like, you know what, I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to do this again. And so whatever you have to do to feel that way, you need to do that for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Something else I think, particularly as Christian entrepreneurs, we're reminded, even in the bad times, even in the challenges and the struggles, that we are to be thankful. Now, that can sometimes be very difficult, particularly if you were hoping for and praying for an opportunity. Maybe you put a contract in and you thought, you know what, this is just my ideal contract, my ideal client. Yet, sadly, the feedback we get is, no, you weren't successful. Speak into that a little bit, because I think that sometimes the enemy can deter us, detract us through disappointment and doubt that what we are doing is not working. Yet the Lord, and I love this analogy, I think it was Gigi Michelle shared this, and Christine Kane said this, sometimes the Lord has us in the room, you know, with photographers. I don't even know the name of it because it's now digital photography. Not the green room, that's in media. What's the room with the photographers? Do their photography, do you know what that term is?
I know.
Know that room where they do all of their, well, sometimes the Lord has us there because he's developing a strength in us that we need to in the next season. So speak a little bit more about being thankful even in times where there are disappointments, there are challenges. How and what have you done? How do you handle that and what have you done?
Yes, I would say that the challenges and the disappointments, they definitely build endurance because ultimately they'll help you keep going. And I think another reason God does that is because he wants us to remember that we're not doing this in our own strength, that it is he who is providing for us. So he's like, don't get ahead of yourself. Stay with me here. I'm working this out. I'm ordering your steps. I'll provide for you and it's going to be okay. So I think he wants us to continually remember to rely solely on him. And it doesn't matter what your business is, what you're working on, he is our source. Yes. And he never wants us to forget that.
So important. And so what I might do is get Shayla, because Shayla, your audio has been consistent all the while. And so this is an opportunity for you to share a little bit more about the services and what you offer, as well as the best way for people to get in contact with you. And I want to make sure everyone gets to hear this as you're sharing. Yeah.
So we are so excited because we have a gathering coming up in Greensboro, North Carolina on April 6th and 7th. And we're calling it, again, the birthing movement is our business, but it's our gathering, and we're bringing women together from all over the country. We're bringing even an international speaker here and psalmist, because we want to bring women together. We want to do exactly what we were talking about a little earlier. We want to network. We want to come together. We want to support one another. And we want to push women to be all that God created them to be. Mm. So if they're working on, they want to start a business, they are interested in learning more about their business, we just want to come alongside and say, we're here to support, we're here to encourage, and let's get this done
together. Yeah, fantastic. What's the best way for them to get in contact with you and to find out about this event? And I'm sure you're going to have many other events coming up as well.
Yes. So our website is thebirthingmovement.com. We're definitely on Facebook as The Birthing Movement. We're on Instagram, The Birthing Movement, and Twitter as well as The Birthing Movement. So you can find us on any of the social media.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. Look, thank you so much for coming on the show. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests is just to end with a word of prayer. May I do that for you as well, ladies?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Say, Father God, thank you for the opportunity to learn more about how you're impacting the business that Shayla and Natasha have created, and really that their mission is to support other women in business to create mission-focused, purpose-driven businesses. Father, as we heard, sometimes for some of us, it may be, it'll take a little bit of time to find our calling, but we're reminded through what the ladies shared today that when we lean in, when we look to you, you will provide us with all of the answers. Father, I just pray a continued blessing on the work that Shayla and Natasha are doing for you in the business and in the kingdom. We pray that you'll continue to share the resources and bring the people who you know can support them in their mission and in their movement to further share their message to women who need to hear that so that they can build strong businesses and lives focused on you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you once again, ladies. It's been an absolute delight speaking with you. All the very best. It was lovely to meet you, and continued blessings in your movement and the work you do.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.